Hello and welcome again to the Club Lifestyle Podcast. My name is David Greenwalt. This podcast is part two in this series. Make sure you also grab part one so it all makes sense. In part two, you'll hear why I say the Leanest Lifestyle was really the first complete body transformation book written. You'll also hear the beginning of my discussion of what Club Lifestyle is and how we take a complex topic like lasting weight loss and simplify the process.
Keep continuing on, and when you slow down, I'll throw a question in.
Okay. This interview will be like, you know, one long statement from David. Am I not supposed to see a question from the interviewer at some point in time? Well, I couldn't get any questions in because he just kept going on and on. Part of this is because, and that's why I almost have to stop myself like I did, is because I'm just so passionate about it that it's easy to talk about and kind of see where, because I have thought about it a lot, you know, and where I've come from and how did I get here and, you know, why and all of that. So I'm up to the book. And okay. I knew that I needed to write a book. And there were a couple of reasons for that. One, at the time, keep in mind, 97, 98, what was available as far as books go. You know, today there are, I'm still not going to say there are a lot of books, but there are a number of books, I guess, that are more body transformation oriented.
Right.
But back then, I couldn't find one. Now, don't get me wrong. There were books on exercise. There were books on nutrition. There were, you know, a couple of books here and there on mental health or behavioral strategies or whatever, and the emotional component. But there wasn't anything that I could find on any shelf that didn't, A, dumb it down, and
right.
B, cover it all. And what I mean is tie everything together, nutrition, exercise, and emotional and behavioral change. I could only find books that covered one of those three. And so another reason that I knew I had to write the book was, again, I really felt that I needed to share with people a complete message. But it was also because I was tired of piecemealing the knowledge I had to people. And at that time, keep in mind that the internet started to come out in 96 or so, and email really started to get hot in 96, 97, 98. And
right.
So I was able to offer snippets of advice on email. You know, you get a question on email, you know, I'm a female, I'm 5'5", I'm 180 pounds, and, you know, I want to get my body fat down. What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question, you know. And it could be a guy, same story, you know, I'm 5'10", 210 pounds. I'm tired of being heavy. What do I do? Or I'm trying to get ready for a bodybuilding show. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's your answer going to be on email? You know, there's only so much you can write.
Right.
And there's only so much you can share with someone in one email.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to, I mean, if you're able to, the real answers aren't going to come in one email. It's
right.
going to take 50 emails back and forth or 20 emails or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, during all this time, keep in mind that Dave's Power Store was doing incredibly well, and I was super, super busy. I was just crazy busy. And I just didn't have the time. And so I really felt I was really shortchanging people when I answered their questions on email with, you know, what, a paragraph? Two paragraphs? What, do I have a five-minute conversation on the phone with somebody? Does that solve it for them? Does that give them all that they need? You know, do I try to really fit it all in a newsletter or my magazine at the time? It just wasn't going to happen. So besides that, I couldn't find any books that really covered all three components of what it really takes to get and stay lean. I just was tired of shortchanging people with snippets. And so the book was written, and I spent all of 1998 writing the book besides doing, you know, other running my business. And in August of 1999, it was released, the first edition of The Leanest Lifestyle. And it was also at that time that I started the coaching club, as it was called then. And it's now called Club Lifestyle. But it was called the coaching club back then.
Okay.
I think it was called Dave's I think it was called Dave's Mastermind Power Coaching Club. And so it's been shortened to Club Lifestyle. It's much easier to say, and also is much more applicable to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I can take a breath with that, because that gets me up to the point where the book was written and why the book was written and kind of when I started the coaching club, if anything's come to mind.
Okay, so you officially launched the leanthislifestyle.com in 1999 as well?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and one of the questions I remember, we would do, and we still do, teleconferences. And that's where members call in to a, you know, a conference number, and, you know, I'll lead the conference, and we'll discuss a topic or a number of topics, and members can ask questions, and, you know, it becomes a really interactive experience depending on what type of conference it is. And I remember on the very first Club Lifestyle teleconference, asking people, all the new members that had entrusted me enough to become members, asking them, what is the best body transformation book out there? And it went dead silent. I said, I know you are all interested in fitness. I know you all have experience with fitness in one way, shape, form, or another. Keep in mind at that time that when I first started the club, there was a pretty strong focus on bodybuilding. There was a pretty strong focus at the time on getting people to the super ultra low body fat levels. So I had a lot of people that had good experience with lifting and training and adding muscle and doing some diets in the past to get body fat off and all that. And it was dead silent. I think one person offered up some book or whatever, and you know, the other members quickly interjected that, you know, that book was only about training, or it was only about nutrition, or it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just wasn't out there. It just wasn't out there. So I really believe that the leanest lifestyle was the first. It was actually, even though no one heard of it, even though, you know, you have to look at copyright data and times to prove it in a court of law, it was before Body for Life. It was even before, you know, Body for Life came out that the leanest lifestyle was available. People didn't know about it because I didn't have the incredibly good, you know, marketing background and my own media, mm-hmm. like Bill Phillips, who did a very nice job with his book and also with the entire, you know, Muscle Media and his entire business.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I think I can say that when you look at books that really tie it all together and are really body transformation oriented, and look at nutrition, exercise, and the mental and emotional strategies that are missing in most people's transformation efforts, the leanest lifestyle was the first.
So switching focus a little bit, what can members of your coaching club expect to receive when they sign up?
Well, the coaching club has evolved, and even though we had a focus initially on bodybuilding, and we still work with a lot of people who compete, and, you know, having that background is invaluable, you know, because there are men and women who want to compete in bodybuilding, figure, fitness, you name it.
Right.
So that didn't go away. That's still there. But I would definitely say that the focus of Club Lifestyle is probably more so on the everyday men and women who are interested in being active and working out, but who are struggling to get a lower body fat and to truly live a leaner lifestyle. And mm-hmm. so the members that come in now can really expect, first of all, step-by-step guidance. What do I do first? Then what? Then what? And then what? All of those questions are answered through the online membership area at Club Lifestyle through what I call to-do lists, and it's do this first, and then this, and then this.
Okay.
And I lay it out like that because what I found is that really being able to help people in a step-by-step fashion makes it much easier for them to begin immediately, to get started right away, and to really be doing the right things in the right order.
Okay.
Just like I found when I was in college, and I hated the process. I hated it. Swore I'd never do another bodybuilding show. When I really got the knowledge and began to apply the knowledge with good behavioral and emotional aspects to it, I found it just wasn't so bad. It just really wasn't that hard. So when I say step by step, the idea behind it is to help people who have in their head now how much they hate it, how much they hate losing weight, how awful it is, and in showing them that if you do step one, step two, and step three in order, it's not so bad. And it can be done, and it can be done easier than it's been done in the past. Not that it's not going to take effort. It is going to take effort. And that's one of the things that I always want to say, and I keep it very upfront, that we never lie to our members. We never lie and say that you're going to get 30 pounds off in 2 weeks, and it's going to be easy and effortless and all of that. That's just a basic fundamental principle that we live by, and that is to always be honest and maintain that character comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for myself, but I try to instill that in as many members as I possibly can to always maintain character. So step-by-step guidance, that's first. I would say support in many forms comes next, and that's group support from other members who are serious enough to become a member and really show that they have the desire to change. So there's group support. There's also personal support from me. And they have access to me on what I call private messaging.
Okay.
And that's not email. And the reason I use private messaging instead of email is because email may come to a home account. For instance, your whole family may use the same email.
Right.
Well, some of the conversations I have with members, I look at those conversations like a doctor does with a patient or an attorney does with a client. It's very private. It's very, very confidential. And things that are discussed about a lot of the lifestyle issues, personal history with eating disorders, family history of you name it,
mm-hmm.
that can really... sabotage someone from being a success. Some of those things that are discussed are incredibly private, and I treat those with the seriousness that they should be. And so I use private messaging, and with private messaging, they have direct access to me, not email.
Okay.
And we are able to communicate back and forth, not in real time, but through this private messaging system, so that it does truly remain private. In other words, they have to be logged in, username and password, and that way, whether it's a wife, a husband, their kids, whoever else, no one else has access to the knowledge, and no other member has access to that knowledge, obviously. It's
right.
Very personal and private. So they have access to that. They do have access to me at various times on what is called live chat, and that is where it's a personal one-on-one chat. It's not a group chat, and they can get... They can ask questions and get answers immediately in real time.
Okay.
So there is personal support from me. There is group support from other members. And there, this other group support and the discussion forum that the other members use to support each other, one of the things I want to say is that one of the differences between that and a typical public forum is there are no flames and no idiots. Anyone who's ever participated in a public forum mm-hmm. knows what I'm talking about. You know, the people that come in and all they want to do is disrupt the group, or the people that come in and they want to rant and rave because they're a lunatic about you name it that has nothing to do with body transformation or nutrition or exercise or, you know, anything at all. Our group discussion forum is free of all that. It just doesn't exist because it is moderated by me.
Mm-hmm.
And the members who come in are serious enough to appreciate what this group is really about. So I would say next, as far as what members can expect with Club Lifestyle, is they can expect to receive knowledge that they can immediately, but also realistically, apply.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, knowledge is really no good unless it can be applied, and it is applied. So just, you know, learning, just, you know, acquiring knowledge is not really what we're about. We're about acquiring knowledge that is applied and can be applied quickly and realistically so people can begin to move forward. Club lifestyle is really no gimmicks. I do not push any gimmicky anything. I don't push quick fixes, even though many members lose weight quickly. I don't push gimmicky gadgets, but that doesn't mean that many of the home gym pieces of equipment are shunned. It doesn't mean that I look down on it. It depends on what is being used and for what purpose.
Right.
Members are given nutrition analysis tools. The tools online within the membership area not only track all of the important nutritional intake and provide feedback about that, but there's also a separate nutrition tool that actually teaches leanness lifestyle nutrition fundamentals in an easy to understand, quick to use way. So it's not just nutrition tracking, it's also teaching how to eat and what to eat and in what ways and at what times and in what combinations. So there are two nutrition tools that are available to members.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you are subscribed to the Club Lifestyle Podcast so you don't miss any of my podcasts in the future. More information about the Leanness Lifestyle, my products and services, and more can be found at www.leannesslifestyle.com. That's www.leannesslifestyle.com. Or simply look for Club Lifestyle in the iTunes podcast directory. Next episode, I'll discuss with more detail the members-only tools at Club Lifestyle and ways Club Lifestyle makes the process of creating a killer body much easier than going it alone. Until next time, remember that nothing tastes as good as living lean feels, and most of a great body transformation isn't hard, it just is.